Yachad Erevin Parakeh Mishnah Lezayin Misha Hayah B'Mitzvah V'Amar Levino Arav Libamar. This Mishnah reverts back to discussing a Ruvei Tchum, somebody who was to the east of the city Friday night when it got dark, and he had previously told his son to make an Erev Tchumah for him to the west of the city. V'Amar Levino Arav Libamitzvah, or vice versa, the person was to the west of the city Friday night when it got dark, and he had previously told his son to make an Erev Tchumah for him to the east of the city. And Yeshe Menu Lebeso Apayim Amos Ule Eruvo Yosem Mikan Mutter Lebeso Va'asa Le Eruvo. If the place where he was that Friday night was within 2,000 amos of his house that was in the city, but it was more than 2,000 amos from the place where his son put down the Erev for him, in such a case it is permitted for him to walk to his house on Shabbos, but it is forbidden for him to walk to the place where his son put down the Erev. As in this case, that he was more than 2,000 amos away from where his son put down the Erev, the Erev doesn't work at all for him. And the way an Erev works is, at the place where the Erev is put down, that's your Makom Shvita, that's your residing on Friday night. And that could only work if you're within 2,000 amos of the Erev. If you're more than 2,000 amos away from the Erev on Friday night, the Erev cannot be your Makom Shvita, since you cannot reach the Erev, it's out of your tchum. So therefore, instead, his Makom Shvita is his house. Place where he's residing is his house that's in the city, since it's within 2,000 amos from his house. So he can walk 2,000 amos in each direction from his house, since his house is his Makom Shvita. However, he cannot walk to the Erev. The Erev is not his Makom Shvita, it's more than 2,000 amos away from where he was. So he cannot walk to the Erev, since it's outside of his tchum. Le'eruva apayim amos, u'lebeso yoyser mikan, asa lebeso u'mutter le'eruva. However, if the place where he was Friday night when it got dark was within 2,000 amos of his Erev, but more than 2,000 amos away from the place where his house was in the city, in such a case, it is forbidden for him to walk to his house on Shabbos. However, it is permitted for him to walk to his Erev, as the Erev is regarded as his Makom Shvita, as he told his son to make an Erev for him. So the Erev is the place where he's residing Friday night. So he can walk 2,000 amos in each direction from his Erev. However, he cannot walk to his house, as his house is outside of his tchum. It's more than 2,000 amos away from his house, when the place where he was Friday night when it got dark. Hanoisen et eruvo ve'ibura sho'ir. Lo asa v'lo klum. Somebody who made an Erev tchum, but he placed the Erev tchum within the boundaries of the city, that Erev tchum does not do anything for him. And the way an Erev tchum works is that the Erev is your makom shvita, that's the place you're residing. And you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the Erev. However, in this case, even without the Erev, he can walk 2,000 amos from the end of the city. As he placed the Erev within the boundaries of the city, and you're allowed to walk anyway 2,000 amos from the end of the city. So therefore, the Erev doesn't allow you to walk any further than you would be allowed to walk anyway, even without the Erev, since you placed the Erev within the boundaries of the city. But somebody who placed the Erev outside of the tchum of the city. Now, we don't mean to say outside of the 2,000 amos of the tchum of the city. We mean to say outside of the boundaries of the city. Even if he only placed the one amma outside the boundaries of the city, whatever he's rewarded in the direction of the Erev, he loses it in the other direction. As in this case, since he did place the Erev outside the boundaries of the city, so the Erev does allow him to walk further than he otherwise would be allowed to walk, as he can walk 2,000 amos from wherever the Erev was placed, as opposed to without the Erev, he can only walk 2,000 amos from the end of the city. So if he placed the Erev one amma outside the boundaries of the city, he's allowed to walk one extra amma in that direction. However, he loses an amma in the other direction. And in the direction that is opposite the Erev, he now can walk one amma less than he otherwise would be allowed to walk. And normally a person can walk 2,000 ammas in each direction of the city. However, when he places the Erev, so his Makom Shvita is where the Erev is, not in the city. So now, he can't walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the city. He's only allowed to walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the Erev. So if he places the Erev one amma outside the boundaries of the city, he can walk one extra amma in that direction. However, in the opposite direction, he can only walk one less amma than he otherwise would be allowed to walk. And if you place the Erev 1,000 amos outside the boundaries of the city, so he can walk 3,000 amos in the direction they place the Erev, and the Erev gives him another 2,000 amos from where he placed the Erev. However, to the other direction of the city, he can only walk 1,000 amos instead of 2,000 amos, as he's only allowed to walk 2,000 amos from the place where he put down the Erev, so he loses 1,000 amos in the opposite direction. Now, we don't count the city towards the 2,000 amos when he walks in the opposite direction of the Erev. And even though the Erev only allows him to walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the place where he put down the Erev, so when he starts walking in the opposite direction, he also has to travel through the city, which will shorten the amount that he can walk to the other direction of the city, since he first had to walk through the city. However, the Mephoshim say the city does not count toward the 2,000 amos in the other direction. The entire city is considered only Dalit amos, only 4 amos. So therefore, he can continue to walk throughout the entire city, plus the extra 1,000 amos in the other direction of the city. However, the Mephoshim say that with regard to the entire city is only 4 amos, that is the 2,000 amos don't end somewhere in the middle of the city. If the city is not that large, so the 2,000 amos in the opposite direction of the arrow would not end in the city itself. It would end somewhere outside the city in the opposite direction. In such a case, the entire city is regarded only as 4 amos. But if it's a large city, and when you start walking the 2,000 amos in the opposite direction of the arrow, the 2,000 amos end somewhere in the city. In such a case, we do not regard the entire city as 4 amos, and he can only walk to the point where his 2,000 amos end somewhere in the city. He can't walk any further than that. Sach der Rebbe Perakei Mishnah Chet Anche Yer Gdoyl Mahalchin Et Kol Yer Ketana Ve'en Anche Yer Ketana Mahalchin Et Kol Yer Gdoyl. If you have two towns that are close to each other, that are within 2,000 amos of each other, so you can walk from one town to the next on Shabbat, since they are within the tchum of each other. However, one town is larger than the other town. And if you walk from the larger town to the small town, the 2,000 amos of the tchum of the larger town will not end somewhere in the middle of the small town. Instead, it ends somewhere outside of the small town. In such a case, the people who live in the large town are allowed to walk to the small town on Shabbat and continue walking outside of the small town until the point where the 2,000 amos of the tchum ends. And the entire area of the small town would not be counted toward the 2,000 amos of their tchum. So therefore, for example, if the small town is 1,000 amos away from the large town, they can walk 1,000 amos to the small town. Then they can walk throughout the entire small town and continue walking another 1,000 amos outside of the small town, since the entire area of the small town is regarded as only 4 amos and it's not included in the 2,000 amos of the tchum. So they can walk another 1,000 amos after they exit the small town. However, if you're walking from the small town to the large town, the tchum of the small town ends somewhere in the middle of the large town. And if you walk 1,000 amos from the small town to the large town, and then you continue walking throughout the large town has an area of more than 1,000 amos, so therefore the 2,000 amos of the tchum ends somewhere in the middle of the large town. The people who live in the small town can only walk to the end of those 2,000 amos, wherever those 2,000 amos end, somewhere in the middle of the large town. That's as far as they're allowed to walk on Shabbos. And they would not be allowed to regard the entire large town as 4 amos. And since their tchum ends in the middle of the large town, we don't look at the large town as being an area of only 4 amos. They can only walk to the end of the 2,000 amos, wherever it ends in the middle of the large town. However, the people who are traveling from the large town to the small town, since their 2,000 amos do not end in the middle of the small town, it ends somewhere outside of it, they regard the entire small town as an area of only 4 amos, and they continue walking outside of the small town until wherever their 2,000 amos end, and they would regard the entire small town as an area of only 4 amos. Case side, what would be the case? And the Mephoshim say the Mishnah is chisurim maksura. It's missing a little bit. And should say as follows. When do we say that the people are traveling from the small town to the large town cannot regard the entire large town as an area of only 4 amos, and they can only walk up to the end of their 2,000 amos, wherever it ends, somewhere in the large town? That's only if they did not make an error. They did not place an error somewhere in the large town. However, if the people who live in the small town made an error of tchumim, and they placed that error somewhere in the middle of the large town, in such a case, they wouldn't regard the entire large town as only 4 amos, and they can walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the end of the boundaries of the large town. And since they placed their error in the large town, it's as if they're residing in the large town, and they have the same tchum as the people who live in the large town, that they can walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the end of the city, and the entire city is regarded as only 4 amos. It's not included in their tchum. Take that. What would be such a case? Misha haya be'er gedolah, v'nachan et eruvo be'er ktana. Be'er ktana v'nachan et eruvo be'er gedolah. Mahalach is kula v'chutala apayim amos. If there are two neighboring cities, one city is large and the other city is small, and the people who lived in the large city placed their eruv tchum somewhere in the small city, while the people who lived in the small city placed their eruv tchum somewhere in the large city, they're allowed to walk throughout the entire city of where they placed their eruv, plus another 2,000 amos in each direction from the end of the boundaries of this city. As in this case, the people who are traveling from the small town to the large town would regard the entire large town as only 4 amos, and they can walk another 2,000 amos in each direction from the end of the city. as only in a case where the people from the small town did not make an heir of Tchumen. In such a case, since they're 2,000 amos and somewhere in the middle of the large town, they cannot walk any further than the end of their 2,000 amos. However, in this case where they placed an heir in the middle of the large town, they have the same bin as the people who live in the large town, and the entire town is regarded as only 4 amos, and they can walk another 2,000 amos in each direction from the city. The Rabbi Akiva Omer, Elo Elami Makom Eruva Apayim Amos. Rabbi Akiva argues with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Akiva, even in a case where you placed an heir in the middle of a neighboring town, you cannot regard that entire town as 4 amos. You can only walk from the place where you put down the heir 2,000 amos in each direction. And according to Rabbi Akiva, even though you place the heir in the middle of the town, you don't have the same din as the townspeople. The people who live in that town regard the entire town as 4 amos, and they can walk an additional 2,000 amos in each direction from the end of the city. However, somebody who placed an heir inside the town is not allowed to regard the entire town as only 4 amos. Instead, he has to start counting the 2,000 amos from wherever he left the Arab. He can only walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the place where he put down the Arab. He's not allowed to walk 2,000 amos from the end of the boundaries of the city.